My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that it is okay to throw away unneeded or unwanted stuff. Sure, we want to avoid waste when we possibly can. But having stuff in your home that you don't need or enjoy doesn't do anybody any good. So go ahead and let go of it. After the holidays, lots of people find themselves with stuff that they don't really want. Maybe it is misplaced gifts, like gingerbread scented sugar scrub that smells great, but is not so pleasant on your sensitive skin. Maybe it's small pieces of wrapping paper or holiday decorations that you are tired of or that don't work anymore. If there is stuff that you know you won't enjoy, give it away or toss it. If there is stuff that you feel a nagging sense of obligation to use, but you know you never will use, go ahead and get rid of it. Ideally, you would be able to give any unwanted items away to a friend or relative or neighbor, or perhaps to a charity that might be interested. Maybe some elements could be recycled. But if you are holding on to something because of the guilt of wanting to keep it out of a landfill, know this: it is going to wind up there eventually. The question is when. If you opened that bacon jam from the gift set and tried it and hated it, you are not going to be able to give it to a food bank in a partially consumed condition. It might sit in your fridge for a year or more, taking up space. It can sit there for 2 years and then get thrown away when you move or get a new fridge, or it can get thrown away today. I know we all want to do our part in reducing waste, but once an object is created and procured, its life cycle is going to end somewhere. We can reduce demand for certain things by being careful with gift giving. That is one reason to ask for and give experiences instead of things. Or perhaps to give hard-to-shop-for people cash. If you are the hard-to-shop-for person, perhaps you could drop hints about a charity that you would love. If you are the hard-to-shop-for person, you can drop hints about a charity that you would love for people to support in lieu of giving you presents. But once the present exists and is in your house, it will eventually wind up in the landfill or maybe, in the best case scenario, having its components recycled. Ideally, it will be used in the meantime. But whether it is or it isn't, doesn't change that final outcome. If you can find someone who can use the item, that is awesome. But if no one is going to use it, then giving it an intermediate life as clutter isn't helping the environment. Now, I know this is really hard for me personally to accept. I am a very thrifty person, and sometimes I have extended the life of things for quite a while. I put a little water in my makeup tubes and in my shampoo bottles and so forth to squeeze out every little bit of product. My 4-year-old is wearing a coat that was worn by my brother's children before it was worn by my child's older siblings. My ability to use up leftovers is top-notch, if I say so myself. But if I am never going to use a tube of lipstick because I don't like the color, it does nothing for anybody sitting in my drawer. I can't really give it to anyone else after I have used it, and it's just going to get grosser over time as it's sitting there. The time to act and consider was in the buying. Once that is done, it's okay to throw it away. Nothing lasts forever. And once it's gone, you will probably stop thinking about it. We all have more stuff than we need, which is a good reason to pause and think about things before hitting buy. But once something is bought, if it is not going to be put to use, it is okay to proceed to the final stage. That will free up space in your home and in your mind. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.